got a brand new way for you to end your day. New show, new podcast. It's K-Rock 955's Tim and Jess.
Jess, just before we came out of the song, I said to you, I was like, stay with me on this one, because this is something that could require you to panic, but I think you've got this. I'm going to ask you a hypothetical question. I saw this online and I wanted to see how you would answer it, so I'm just going to get straight into it. Which Disney princess would win The Hunger Games and why? So if you're not familiar with The Hunger Games, it was like 24 children put into like this like battleground. Whoever survives, they have to kill each other. Very grim. It's in like an alternate world, but Disney princesses only.
I think you have to define for me what constitutes a Disney princess.
Let's just say female Disney characters.
Mulan.
I really like you working out. Can you
talk? Mulan would win in a Hunger Games situation because she's the only one with battle experience.
Combat training is what you would say.
The chick Merida from Brave.
This is where I'm gonna. This is where I meant when I said this could be hard. I don't know a lot about the Disney.
Right.
Like okay. I like
so you
Mulan
know the,
is
the one where like she's Scottish and she's got the like real crazy curly.
Shrek. Yeah, Shrek. I think Shrek would do quite well in the Hunger Games.
No, the curly orange hair. Merida.
Sure.
She's good with a bow and arrow.
So Katniss from the Hunger Games movies.
Yeah. I feel like she'd be up there. But like Cinderella, mate, she couldn't even get out of her basement without a bloody fairy godmother. What's she going to do out of a combat course?
She'd have a short appearance in the
Hunger
Games.
And then like Ariel, what's she going to do unless it's underwater?
Yeah, the Little Mermaid. Okay, so other names that I've seen being thrown around are Elsa because Elsa has superpowers. Again, I haven't seen Frozen, so I apologize.
Okay, so Elsa can like shoot ice out of her hands. Which,
neat.
Yeah, like, okay. Yeah, you could do pretty a lot of damage with that, but would she be able to take on Mulan? I don't know.
See, Mulan for me, and it's probably because it's my favorite Disney movie, I immediately went Mulan. I love that. Other ones that I feel like we should go into, Jasmine from Aladdin, Pocahontas from Pocahontas, there's Rapunzel, there's Belle.
But all of them, everyone you just mentioned, needed a man to save them.
Oh, well, don't say it like that. Well, come on, mate. It was in the 90s.
Jasmine gets attacked by Jafar. Aladdin comes to her rescue. Cinderella is in the dungeons with her stepsisters. The prince comes and saves her.
Right.
Who else did you mention?
Pocahontas.
John Smith and that.
I didn't consider John Smith in that. Because Moana, Bo Peep from the Toy Story.
Moana also has powers. Okay. Like she can command the ocean. So again, if it's a water situation, Moana and Ariel might team up in that situation. And be able to, but Elsa would just freeze everything and Mulan would shoot them all.
So the final thing I'll input is the, what's her name from Lion King? Technically.
Nala.
Nala from The Lion King. She's technically a
princess.
Or are
you talking about Sarabi? Because she's the
Sarabi.
Queen.
Sarabi. Sorry, you got to say it like that. Now let's go Nala, aka Beyonce. How would Beyonce go in The Hunger Games against all of these
She's a lion.
Princesses? That's the thing. She's a full-blown lion. I feel
so
like
she could have Cinderella. Easy.
Yeah.
Belle, taken out. easy stakes.
That's from The Beast? What's that movie called?
What did you think it was called?
Mr. Beast and How to Find Him? What is it?
Beauty and the Beast.
Sorry, I told you I'm not into Disney, so I'm sorry. All right, so Mulan is the odds-on favorite that's fantastic.
You've convinced me that Elsa would be a very fierce competitor. I think Mulan and Elsa would team up early on,
okay,
and then it would be down to the two of them because the rest of them have got no chance.
Well, I just thought Mulan would win because they would sing the "I'm Gonna Make a Man Out of You" song, and everyone would just sit and applaud because it's the best song in the Disney world, and then she'd kill them all. So. Yeah, I'm glad we both circled. Even though it was the first thing you said, in the next 3 minutes, we've just gone all the different operations.
Should we go watch Mr. Beast and How to Find Him?
Yeah, it's a great movie.
You've got a brand new way to drive home. It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955.
Jess Will from the newsroom. He's in here because yesterday, before the show, he came in and he was a little bit heartbroken, the poor lad.
Came to us with a very big dilemma. Yeah. And look, it's hard when you get into a gripe with your neighbour, especially if you don't know that neighbour personally.
So, Will, obviously, like, safely, because obviously this involves your legitimate address and your legitimate neighbour. Yeah. Can you tell everyone the story that you were telling us yesterday?
Well, hello, everyone. Now, if I get a bit angry, just bring me down.
Yeah, yeah, all right. Yeah, okay. Do you want me to just put my hand up if I feel like you're going off the rails?
Yeah, yeah, all right. Yeah.
Go for it, mate.
So this is sort of centres around people parking on the street.
Yep.
And in particular, the front of your house when they don't live at your house.
Yep.
Now, there's a little car that parks out the front of my house in front of my little car, which we're usually fine with. It's okay. It's a little bit annoying. But the last couple of weeks on bin night, they literally park right in front of the bins. Now, you might say...
committing bin sin.
Yeah, yes. So this is the only thing, the story you were saying, because we spoke about it yesterday. You don't own the road. Like, I understand it's okay. Nice to park out the front of your
it's
house, but...
a little bit annoying.
Yeah, but bin sin, not okay when they park in front of your bins.
In my head, I go, they're there again. On the outside, I have to go, you know what, it's fine.
Yeah, it's fine.
But when they park in front of the bins, and they park in front of the bins, I take the bins out before the car is there, and they stay there. And last night, and I can tell you now, I didn't tell you yesterday, the bins were not emptied yesterday.
That's rough.
That's not what you want.
And there was an approach to the neighbour.
Oh, about so we've discussed
from,
to the
not from me personally. This is coming from my roommate now, about them parking in front of our bins. And I've heard from a good source, my roommate,
that was there.
There was no apology.
Oh.
There was a, why don't you just move the bins?
Well, how will we know now, if you park in front of them?
I might be sounding petty here, but I don't want to move the bins.
Yeah.
The bins were
there
first and you've parked in front of them again. And we've moved the bins before, but we've stood our ground. We're saying, these bins aren't moving this time, buddy.
Yeah.
But they've parked in front of it again and now they haven't been emptied.
Okay. 5223295. What we need is to help Will find his way. Got Brett in Bell Park. Brett, what do you think about this? What should Will do?
Oh, Will, I'm 100% on your side and I've got two options for you. One, you either put the bins on the street so they can't park out the front of your car, at the front of your house, just on the curb so they're just hanging over. Or two, empty the contents of your rubbish bin onto their car for them.
That's bold, Brett.
Thank you, Brett. There's been vigorous discussions with my roommate about this and the emptying the contents. I think that's the next step. We're not quite there yet.
No, but see, that's like destruction of property. Like, you could get in trouble for that.
Too far. All right, but we appreciate it, Brett. Mel's in Norway. Mel, what do you think for Will?
I was saying something similar to the last person, putting it on the roadside.
Yeah.
But I was also thinking next week you can dump a whole heap of your stuff into their bins. So even if it's overloaded, you know, do the 11 o'clock crawl out there and, you know, dump it into theirs and they can be overloaded and they won't get emptied.
Do you know which one is their bin?
You see, it's a unit, so this could be a real sort of like all-or-nothing approach.
I feel like that could be... it's a lot of hostile...
I don't know if any of the suggestions so far... Putting the bins on the street, I think, is the most legal suggestion.
There's a slight sigh of relief in Bell Park in Norlane. I don't live there.
Okay, and finally, Nick from Armstrong Creek. Help Will find his way. What does he need to do here with his neighbour parking where his bins need to be?
Yeah, Will, you're not being petty enough with this, mate. The other two calls have nailed it. If their bins are getting emptied of that issue, we know where your rubbish belongs for the rest of the week, mate. It goes straight into theirs.
Straight into theirs.
Looks like I'm getting my hands dirty.
Straight into theirs.
Well, Nick, thank you very much. It seems like, again, hostile is a word that I'd use. Now, is there any one in particular out of Mel, Brett and Nick who we just spoke to that, because we've got a double pass to the Reading Cinemas Warren Ponds there, home of amazing value, so we'll give it to whoever you feel like.
Was Nick from Armstrong Creek?
He was from Armstrong Creek.
I feel like that suburb, most of all, would have a similar issue. It's quite packed in and tight. There's probably people that park in front of bins in Armstrong Creek, so give it to Nick.
Nick, you've got that double pass to Reading Cinemas Warren Ponds, okay, mate?
That is fantastic. Thank you so much, guys.
It's all right. It's not
Thank
often...
Thank you for the advice.
Yeah, you call up and incite full-blown anger.
Tim and Jess don't condone throwing rubbish onto other people's cars. But
Bill does. Let's do it. Whistling the way home,
listening to something. All new, all drive, all week long. It's Tim and Jess, K-Rock 955.
Today is kind of snuck up on me because I had a last minute cancellation with the dentist that I go to and I got bumped up ahead of the line by about 3 weeks.
Yep.
And as of 4 hours ago, I now have Invisalign on my teeth.
Yeah. Show us. Yeah. Can't even tell.
Thanks.
It's like they're invisible.
Oh, thank you so much. And it has been, I didn't do braces when I was younger.
Yeah.
Kicking myself that, like every other 14-year-old, I should have done it because then it was just over and done with. And now I've kind of got to this point and looked at a whole bunch of different things, started it today.
Didn't want to do actual braces?
Oh, just, it was something that I think it's the insecurity.
Sure.
And it's weird because I met my wife and she was an adult with braces and it didn't bother me. And she was like, why don't you get braces? And I was like, ugh, yuck, no. So I didn't handle that super well. But I cannot stop thinking about mouth.
Yeah. Yep.
I
watched you take them out to eat and it was, you had a little hook and everything.
It's because, there's a side benefit to wearing the Invisalign.
Yeah.
I don't think I'll be able to bite my nails anymore, which is a bad habit that I have.
Oh.
So they're not long enough to fish them out of there, if you know what I mean. So I was a bit worried that, because they've heard that it can change your voice slightly and speaking is unfortunately necessary to the job that we do, Jess. I was worried that it was going to be like...
I think I've noticed it today because I knew. And I think now that you've told people, everyone's going to be able to hear it.
Because I feel like I know I don't sound like this, but I feel like let's... I'll turn it like 10 minutes ago. This is how I feel like I sounded like.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it was yesterday. Simon, your home on K-Rock 955. Yes. Seriously, we're at the supermarket this week and you saw a salmon slapping a sausage. What's going on there? That's how I feel like I sound, but I know I don't. I feel like
it's
I just have to
that
be.
Bad.
I feel like I just have to take a moment.
You're just
before
really,
speaking.
Yeah, slowing your speech
All right,
down.
Well, I don't sound like that. Let's. But yeah, so if you're listening and you hear the first genuine.
Yeah.
We'll get you a prize. I don't know what it is. We've got a Chubba Chup lying around because I can't eat it. You brought a Chubba Chups in today of all days, Jess. I can't have it.
So cruel.
So if you do hear the first lisp start to come through, that's yours. But
does that mean you're going to have to take them out at dinner? Because we're going out to dinner after this.
Yes, I've got my restaurant kit ready to go. See, this is the fit. This is why I didn't do it. This is, yeah.
You're going to be sitting at the table and you're going to be like cowering behind like a chair or something. I'm going to be like, Tim's taking him out.
No.
You say, everyone watch.
Yeah.
Everyone watch as Tim takes out his Invisalign.
So if you're listening around and you're thinking about getting Invisalign, obviously if you have people around you like Jess, maybe don't do it because Jess just got up and pointed like a schoolyard bully to be in the corner of the room. Jess, can we move on to, I just thought.
Sorry, Tim.
I just thought we would talk about it, address the elephant in the mouth and move on. 60-second celebrity. Oh, that's a tough one.
Yeah.
60-second celebrity. I sound like, what's his name from Ice Age?
Sylvester Stallone.
Sid. I sound like Sid.
Not Sylvester Stallone.
Sylvester Stallone, yeah.
I meant Sylvester.
Yeah. No, it's Sid. Manny.
Yeah.
Stop it. Yeah, it's not good. But anyway, we do push on, Jess.
Yes,
we
your
move
turn
forward.
To guess this week, Tim.
Yep, with 60-second celebrity.
It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955.
Every single Wednesday, we challenge one another to stay on top of the celebrity world. This is how we do it.
K-Rock. Tim and Jess.
OMG. It's a 60-second celebrity.
Yes, Tim, you will have 60 seconds today to guess the celebrity that I am thinking of this week. You will only have yes or no questions,
yep.
60 seconds obviously to ask them, and only three guesses.
Yeah, because, you know, celebrities, they have it rough. They're always just famous and rich and, you know, we should talk about them a little bit more. Now, Jess, we like to talk about the history of the players that played this game in Myself and Yourself. Historically, you are garbage.
Okay, and historically, you're very good at this game.
I believe in the last three times I've played, two of them, I've got it within 10 seconds.
Okay, well, today, I think you're going to struggle with this one. So take your headphones off so I can tell everyone what it is.
Fair. Otherwise, I'll know, and then that's silly buggers. Okay, you're right, yeah, go for it.
Okay, today's celebrity is Leonardo DiCaprio. That's the one we want Tim to guess. Okay, cool. Tim's putting his headphones back on. 60 seconds on the clock.
Am I male?
Yes.
Am I American?
Yes.
Am I an actor?
Yes.
Ooh. Am I mostly known for acting?
Yes.
Okay. Am I more known for movies?
Yes.
Ooh. Oh,
you're going to get it again.
Have I been in a Marvel movie?
No.
St-
stumped.
40 seconds left on the clock.
Okay, an American man knows the name for boobies. Am I older than 30?
Yes.
Am I younger than 40?
No.
So I'm a man that's above 40.
Yes.
That's known for movies.
Correct.
Tom Cruise?
No.
Hugh Jackman?
No. Stop trying to read my brain. How dare you?
I'm just going to look in your eyes for the last 10 seconds.
You're not going to ask any more questions?
I'm not going to ask any more questions because, Jess, I think I...
You're out of time, so...
I think I... And Chris Hemsworth.
No. Chris Hemsworth is Australian.
I know, I panicked. Who am I?
You're Leonardo DiCaprio, Tim.
Oh, because he's dating someone over 25 years old. Very, yeah.
He's dating a 28-year-old.
Ew.
Stop
old.
The presses.
Yucky. Yuck. Is she from a retirement village?
She's host of the dating UK, UK dating show Love Island.
Right.
Maya Jama.
Right.
So she apparently is allegedly dating Leonardo DiCaprio.
I thought you were going to say allegedly 28. We still just don't know.
All new, all drive, all week long. It's Tim and Jess, K-Rock 955.
What did you find in your food that's absolutely not meant to be there?
Yeah.
Alyssa in the office, she's a superstar, found a spider inside her pumpkin soup.
So I wouldn't eat it after that. I couldn't.
No? I know you don't like spiders.
Nah. Did she just fish it out and finish it off? Yuck. Oh, Alyssa, no.
Yeah. It's not ideal, but... We spoke about it before. Sometimes spiders in bags of salad. I don't even know if I told you this because it got into my head so bad. A few weeks ago, I was steaming some broccoli and I'm looking in there, like, you know how you put like the steamer on top of the pot? And I'm looking at the broccoli. I'm like, what is that? Worms.
Oh, crawling
little broccoli worms.
Yep.
And I looked into it and apparently they're always in broccoli. But it's just we left it so long that they turned into worms. So they were the larvae or whatever it was. And then they were like, you've been broccoli so long, we're worms now. No, you found something quite foul in your coffee.
I used to make a coffee every single day before the show would start. This is many years ago. It was up when we were working in central Queensland, Tim. And when in central Queensland, a lot of geckos. A lot of geckos everywhere. And I don't know if this gecko was already in my mug and I boiled him alive with my coffee or whether he slid into my coffee after I had already started drinking it.
Okay.
Either way, I didn't realize until I got to the end of the coffee cup that there was a gecko in my mug.
That's not ideal. I'll give you that. I believe we have had someone call through now. Hello, who's this and where are you calling from?
Oh, my name's Bree. I'm calling from Bell Park.
Hi, Bree. What did you find in your food?
I was cutting a capsicum and a moth flew out.
Oh, no. That is my nightmare, Bree. Oh, my God.
It was inside the capsicum and it flew out as I chopped into it.
How do you even think that happened? Because was it a whole capsicum? Like it wasn't one like
you. It was a whole capsicum. It was a green one. I just bought it at Woolies. I didn't buy it anywhere special.
Oh.
And out it flew.
I feel like you get a wish. You get a wish. You got the moth capsicum.
Bree, did you like continue to eat the capsicum afterwards? Because I don't know if I would have been able to eat it.
No, yeah. I threw it straight in the bin. The inside was like covered in like the silk, the whatever they weave, moth.
Moth womb, yep.
Yes, it was just covered.
Foul. Bree, stay on the phone. You've got yourself a double pass at Reading Cinemas, yuck. Warren Ponds, home of amazing value. Jess said yuck there, just in case people thought it might have been a different UCK.
You've got a brand new way to drive home. It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955.
We love to unveil hacks on this show. Seek them out. Find them.
Yeah.
Give them a go so that you don't have to.
We do this because we are your daddies.
K-Rock 955.
Tim and Jess are your hack daddies.
Today we're talking lollipops, Tim, because apparently there is a mum on TikTok who was fed up trying to open Chubba Chop lollipops. And she has found a hack to open them really quickly. Now, I've got two cola ones, a grape and a strawberry. What flavour do you want?
Well, I wonder who's getting the two grapes. The two colas.
Well, I'll take one of the colas out.
I'll have grape and strawberry because I know you like cola.
Okay.
Now, give me the strawberry
one. Oh, you want both of them. Okay.
Strawberry's the best. Sorry.
The hack is, if you look at a Chupa Chup lollipop, usually these things are really hard to open, right? Have you ever had trouble opening a Chupa Chup lollipop?
No.
You've never had...
If you're listening right now, we're going to give this a crack. I have no idea what's about to happen.
Right.
So don't be... Let's not... Like, daddy to daddy.
Notoriously, people find it very hard to open this lollipop. So this mum has suggested... At the very bottom of the lollipop, you'll see there's like a red tab.
Yeah.
Right? So apparently you're supposed to hold with two fingers the top of the lollipop.
Yeah.
And then just pull that tab and it should open straight away.
Have you ever opened a lollipop before?
I always struggle with these.
This is, of course, that's how you open the Chupa Chups.
It's not.
I'm going to take my microphone over to the camera because I imagine you're going to make a video of this. So.
Okay, my tab just ripped off, so...
This is
the worst hack ever.
This is top shelf.
Okay.
I'll be honest, it's stopped working all
the time. Why? Okay.
Oh, yeah.
I think we're almost there. All right, hang on. Let me just, my dainty little fingers. Okay. All right. Yep, we're open.
Wow. I'm blown away.
Was that an easier way to open the lollipop?
I do not think so. And what time is it? Bitch. You know I can't have a lollipop. Got Invisalign on today. And I can't. So now I've opened this lollipop. So I guess it's yours.
God, it's good.
Yeah. I'm sure it is. I don't know if that's a hack, because what's just happened? Can I give you a bit of feedback?
Yeah.
Two 30-plus-year-old adults have just opened lollipops.
Struggled to open lollipops.
Yeah, yeah. But that's not a hack.
The hack daddy thing is that we try a hack and we see if it works. Clearly, that hack was garbage. So.
But that's how you take it off regardless. There's no other way to take the wrapping off a Chupa Chup like that than the way you just
suggested. That's supposed to be the easiest way to do it.
No, this is like the last hack daddy you brought where it's like, here's how to change your sheets quickly. And it was the way that most people change their sheets.
It
and you've just
the
been doing it the
change.
Hardest way ever, like climbing into your doona cover.
Sometimes I have to get scissors out to open my lollipop.
Like a cave explorer. And now... I didn't realise you were having such issues with lollipops that you
My whole life. I'm 32 years old. This is 31. 31 years old. And this is the first time I've ever been able to open a lollipop quickly.
You thought that was quick? No offence, mate. So the last two times we've done Hack Daddies, you brought two things that were
either
well known.
We didn't always say that the hacks were going to work. I'm just saying, we try the hack. I tried it. Now you don't have to.
If you want a lollipop, you don't have to pretend to do a segment on the show. You can just eat it.
Can you believe the inflation on that?
All right.
It's well, 60 cents for a Chupa Chup.
Unfortunately, I've got to press this button because technically we're your hack daddy. So
press it.
Here we go. Thanks.
Jim and Jess are your hack daddies.
Thanks, daddies. Thanks, daddies. Thanks, daddies.
New show, new podcast. It's K-Rock 955's Tim and Jess.